Ukraine has admitted to selling cruise missiles to Iran and China. That's according to a report in the Financial Times. The newspaper cites the Ukrainian prosecutor general for that information. Reporter Tom Warner of the Financial Times joins us from Kiev. And Tom Warner, how many cruise missiles did the Ukrainians sell to China and Iran, and when did they do so?
It was 12 to Iran and 6 to China in 2001, according to the prosecutor general.
You report that Ukraine sold missiles, but not warheads. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. The missiles were emptied of their warheads in the 1990s under an internationally brokered agreement with Russia. So all warheads from all kinds of missiles were returned to Russia several years earlier.
Well, was Ukraine still supposed to have cruise missiles by 2001?
Well, it should have been in the process of completing their destruction. About half of its cruise missiles were supposed to be returned to Russia, and about half were supposed to be destroyed under a U.S.-funded disarmament program. It's not clear from which of those two halves these ones would have leaked from.
Who actually sold these cruise missiles from Ukraine to China and Iran?
According to the prosecutor general, it's armed smugglers.
You say it was smugglers. I mean, did the Ukrainians who actually sold the missiles understand whom they were selling it to?
Well, that's a question. The government has changed in the last couple months, and there's a new government which has been investigating a lot of the misdemeanors of the previous government. So they have started an investigation into the arms export officials who approved this deal, looking into whether they were fooled, really, or whether they were actually part of the deal.
What would it mean to the strategic capabilities of either the Chinese or the Iranians to have Soviet-manufactured cruise missiles?
Well, for Iran, it would be an especially big leap forward. Iran's missiles are not really all that advanced, and this is a very advanced cruise missile. It would be able to not only reach Israel from Iran, but it would also be very, very difficult to detect and very, very difficult to intercept.
And for the Chinese?
The Chinese have a lot more advanced missiles than Iran, obviously, but they don't have anything as advanced, so far as I understand. It would maybe not just give them, you know, six pieces of dangerous weapons, but also allow them to reverse engineer it, which is what they have done, as I understand, in the past with other technology.
Tom Warner, as disturbing as the news of this sale of cruise missiles might be, it would be far more disturbing to learn of a sale of nuclear warheads. Are people there confident that, in fact, nuclear warheads have not been sold to or by smugglers?
Most people are, but I think that what this case has done is caused people to question how accurate all the accounting of all the old nuclear arsenal is and where it all is now. There should have been good accounting of all the warheads. I have no reason to suggest that there wasn't, but these cruise missiles somehow leaked out. So if they could have leaked out, you know, what else could have leaked out? It certainly does raise that question.
Tom Warner, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's reporter Tom Warner of the Financial Times speaking to us from Kiev in Ukraine.